This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Louisiana's on-again, off-again abortion ban trigger law is now back on again after Baton Rouge Judge Don Johnson signed an order that suspends his preliminary injunction. That action is the result of a ruling on Friday from the Louisiana First Circuit Court of Appeals. The case will be decided by the state Supreme Court. The High Court will rule for the state. A new law that took effect Monday paves the way for Louisiana's developing wind energy industry, authored by the legislature. HOMA Representative Jerome Zerang says the new law increases the previously set limit of just 5,000 acres for development of wind farms to 25,000 acres, which he says creates more possibilities for investors to get into wind power.
Considering that the turbines have to be anywhere from 500 to 1,000 acres apart, you're looking at the potential to maybe have 15 to 25 turbines within that one particular wind farm.
The law allows wind farms to be one of the forms of energy that Louisiana can enter into lease sales with, either offshore or on land. It also establishes a mechanism for the state to get a revenue share of the energy created. Zerang says the law removes certain other restrictions but expands the available acreage, and he says that's a major step forward.
You wanted to put it to incentivize folks to actually establish the wind farm. So this is pretty much, as far as the standard or industry goes, about the minimum that would be economically feasible.
Zerang says the new law will be a large part of an all-of-the-above approach to energy in Louisiana. He expects oil and gas companies will also want to get more involved.
This is going to augment and support the oil service industry, oil and gas industry, that are primed to be able to take advantage of this new technology. I mean, if you can build an oil rig, you can build a wind turbine.
She was once one of the state's top Democrat power players, but yesterday, former New Orleans State Senator and Democratic Party Chair Karen Carter Peterson pleaded guilty to federal fraud charges. Peterson was accused of taking nearly $100,000 in campaign cash and party money with the help of unnamed assistants. A federal judge will now decide if Peterson will go to prison when her sentencing comes up in December.